Let us talk about summer. You know, we'll talk about cinema, where summer begins in April. Jackson Murphy, a.k.a. Lights, Camera Jackson, began his career as a movie critic at the age of 7 and a half, doing reviews in our region. He has talked movies and made award predictions all over the place. Fox and Friends, The Today Show, The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, The Early Show, all times of the day. He currently is the mind behind the entertainment website Lights, Camera Jackson. He joins us this morning to talk about the start of summer movies, beginning with the new Avengers tale, which
That's
has
right.
just opened. And well, first of all, good morning, sir. How are
Hello,
you?
Hello, I'm doing great. How are you, Joe?
I'm well. Thank you very much. Great to have you here. Very nice. Very exciting.
Thank you.
So, what did you think of Avengers?
I'm seeing it tonight.
Oh, you're seeing it tonight?
Yes.
Okay.
With everyone, with the world. It's going to make $300 million this weekend. I honestly, truly believe that. This is going to break all kinds of records. It is going to be gigantic.
So, how does this, it's Avengers Endgame.
Endgame, yes.
Is it really the end?
Don't spoil the Endgame is the hashtag. It's the end in some ways for some of these characters. I mean, we're not going to spoil things, and I don't want people on social media spoiling things over the weekend, but some people are probably going to go. Some people are probably going to stay. That's what's going to happen with this. It's all come down to this. 10 years, 11 years worth of all these movies, it's coming down to Avengers Endgame.
Why put it out in April? Why not wait till May? Why not wait till Memorial Day weekend? Why not wait till 4th of July weekend?
Right. Well, with the last one, Avengers Infinity War, which you were very reluctant to see until Oscar
time. Oh, don't
time.
Worry. I'll be reluctant to see this one, too.
The studio, Disney and Marvel, they put out these movies overseas usually a week before they come to America, and everybody got sick of that. So they said, you know what? Same day around the world, last week in April. So that's what they did with Infinity War, and it worked, and that's what they're doing again with Endgame.
All right. So then that'll come out, and that'll suck the oxygen out of the room for a couple of weeks,
yes,
right?
Yes, it will. Yes,
and,
it
and,
will.
Then, and then we'll get around to early, mid-May, and then
right.
other things will start coming out again.
This is a Disney domination summer. A few weeks later, you've got Aladdin. Then Toy Story 4 comes, then Lion King comes. It is just going to be gigantic for the Mouse House this summer. No
yeah.
question about it.
Now, how do we feel about Lion King? How do we feel about Aladdin, which are still animated, and yet they're live-action animated or whatever that is?
Yeah, Aladdin's more live-action than Lion King. Lion King is like Jungle Book, which Jon Favreau did a few years
yeah.
ago. Did sort of motion capture with the actors and then essentially animated them. I don't think this new Lion King is necessary. It's basically going to be the same story. There might be a few new Elton John songs, but really everybody knows this. It only came out 25 years ago.
Yeah. Speaking of Elton John.
Yeah.
Rocket Man.
Rocket Man, which is from Dexter Fletcher, who's the guy who came in to do the last portions of Bohemian Rhapsody. So he knows the music world. He's directing this. And Taron Egerton, I think he's going to be great because he sung I'm Still Standing in Sing, the animated movie a few years ago. He had a voice role in that. He knows Elton John songs already really well. I think he'll be terrific.
So so we're sort of looking at May here, what we have, but we do have The Hustle. Pokemon, that'll be big, right?
I think Pokemon will be huge. It's Ryan Reynolds. Everybody loves him because of Deadpool, except for me. But a lot of people love Ryan Reynolds.
Dog's Journey, you've got John Wick. There's chapter 3 of John Wick.
I know. Keanu Reeves is back, and Lawrence Fishburne. It's a Matrix reunion in John Wick chapter 3 Parabellum, yes.
And then, as you mentioned, Aladdin will come out. Godzilla will be Godzilla
will be Godzilla. That's right. And also, by the way, next week on May 3rd is a movie coming out called Long Shot, which I have seen. It is Seth Rogen, Charlize Theron. It's a political comedy. I wish it went in different directions. You like seeing Seth Rogen and Charlize Theron together. The problem is the way this movie goes, you don't like how it turns out. It's very raunchy. It turns into just another typical Seth Rogen comedy, and I wanted it to be different than that.
So let's talk about June, but then also in the terms of we have a lot of sequels this summer.
Ooh.
And this month shows it. We have The Secret Life of Pets 2. We have another X-Men movie. We have another Men in Black movie. We have another Toy Story movie, which I hope is good.
I do, too.
And there you go.
Yeah, Secret Life of Pets 2. Tickets have already been on sale for that for like the past 3 weeks, which is crazy because I forgot that it made $100 million, the first one, in its opening weekend. I hope this one is stronger than the first one was. When it comes to Men in Black, they're revamping it with Chris Hemsworth and Tessa Thompson for Men in Black International. I loved Men in Black 3.
Okay.
I thought it was a great ending to that trilogy. And then with Toy Story 4, I mean, Joe, were you surprised when they announced that they were actually going to do this? Because I was.
Yeah, I didn't think. I thought we were done.
It had a
lovely ending.
Absolutely.
It was sad. It was beautiful, and that seemed fine.
It's what you wanted it to be. They've done holiday specials in the past couple years with the Toy Stories. That's fine, but another movie, it is a huge risk. It may be the biggest risk Pixar has ever taken.
Okay, and then the big, as we start moving into the big 4th of July weekend, you have Spider-Man, Tom Holland is back.
Right.
Far from home,
he's going all over the globe, but we don't know too much about it yet because Tom Holland is still in the Avengers saga with Avengers Endgame, so, I mean, he's got to make it, that's why there's another Spider-Man movie, but we don't know exactly how things are going to play out quite yet.
Yeah. And then what else is in July that you're excited about? I know The Lion King comes out that month. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is supposed to be a big deal.
It's Tarantino. It's Quentin Tarantino's latest movie, his first summer film, I believe, since Inglourious Basterds in 2009. You've got Margot Robbie, Leonardo DiCaprio, Brad Pitt, the late Luke Perry is in it as well. Yep. It is a big cast and could be a big awards play in the summertime.
And, that doesn't get better than that, right?
Right.
That's good.
And it's a film about Hollywood. It's a film about the movie industry, which could be really good. Yeah.
Okay. And then we have another Fast and Furious movie.
This one's a spinoff. Dwayne Johnson got Vin Diesel upset because he wanted to go in other directions with the Fast and Furious saga. That's how this whole thing started, wanting to get his own spinoff with Hobbs and Shaw with Jason Statham as well.
Oh, is he looking for work, or is he okay? He's okay?
They're both doing okay. They're both doing
all right.
Okay.
They
got
new stuff for them. they have an Angry Birds movie, another Angry Birds movie. That's exciting.
I like the first Angry Birds movie. This could be fun, but it has the game phenomenon died down a little bit. It's been 3.5 years since that first Angry Birds movie it'll be. Has it died down a little bit? I think so.
One of the other Disney movies I forgot was Artemis Fowl.
That comes out.
Yeah.
Yeah, the book series from Ian Colfer is being adapted into movies. Judi Dench and Josh Gad. Josh Gad having a huge summer with this and Angry Birds. They're reteaming. They were in Murder on the Orient Express together a few years ago.
What do you think are there films there for adults?
Yesterday.
Okay.
I was telling somebody about this before coming in. Yesterday, which comes out June 28, is the new Danny Boyle movie with Kate McKinnon's in it. Lily James is in it. It's about the guy who's the only one who remembers all the Beatles songs. And this could be the surprise darling of the summer movie season.
And as you said, Danny Boyle. And then who's in it? It's Kate McKinnon.
And Lily James.
James
Corden's in it a little bit. Ed Sheeran's in it a little bit.
Oh.
And Hamish Patel is the new young actor who's coming in with his breakthrough role for this. This could be the one. It's premiering at Tribeca next weekend, so the first reviews will come out of that, and we'll see how good it is.
So what should we be really excited about?
Again, we should be excited about Toy Story 4 because it could do big numbers. Lion King might do stronger numbers than Toy Story 4, actually. There's another movie coming out called Late Night, which I hope is funny. It's Emma Thompson as a late night talk show host. Mindy Kaling wrote the script. She's co-starring in it. It's kind of broadcast news meets Devil Wears Prada. The trailer to me isn't that funny, but I hope it is really good. The people who have seen it so far say Emma Thompson is fantastic.
I bet she would be great.
I think she would be great in this kind of role.
Be
so
great
hopefully,
in anything,
that,
but great in that.
That comes out June 7th. Yeah,
June 7th. And what else? It seems that have we forgotten anything major that is coming out?
There's two X-Men movies. They've been holding off this New Mutants movie forever. Fox has delayed this. Delayed 3 or 4 times. Now, of course, Disney Fox, Disney Marvel Fox, however you want to call it. I loved seeing the Simpsons video, by the way, the other day with them now going on to Disney Plus and all that. I loved seeing that.
To me, it just seems kind of season. Is that not true?
Outside of Disney, it's a little tough. You've got a new Dora the Explorer movie produced by Michael Bay, so you know Dora's dealing with explosions. You know Transformers are going to come in somehow. Boots, watch out, Boots. Yeah,
sure.
Wreck up the car, absolutely. And then it's a lot of music films. You've got the Beatles with one movie. You've got a film called Blinded by the Light, which is about the music of Bruce Springsteen to a romance. So it's going to be and Rocket Man. So it's a music-heavy summer. It's a Disney-heavy summer. And maybe some awards play with Yesterday and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
And then it'll bring us into the fall, and we'll have It. which will be exciting.
Yes.
The second chapter of It.
That's right.
And what was the other one I was excited about? I don't remember.
The
Addams Family movie.
Family animated movie's coming out in fall, yeah.
And the Downton Abbey movie.
That's right, the Downton Abbey movie, which could break records for Focus Features, and it's only rated PG, so I guess take the family, I guess.
What fun is that? excellent. Well, there's a summer preview and a lot of good stuff. And that sounds like a lot of fun. So we'll have a good time at the movies.
Absolutely.
This summer.
Kicking it off tonight with Avengers. I'll be putting my review up at lights-camera-jackson.com and look for my thoughts on Twitter as well at LCJ Reviews.
LCJ Reviews, lights-camera-jackson.com.
You got it. Yes.
All right. Jackson, thank you very much. Always good to have you on the program.
Thanks, Joe,
very much. Thanks very much. Have a beautiful summer.
You too, everybody. Yes.
You can see his reviews at that website. You can also get a link on our website. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.